Hey, Donnie Bovine here, CEO of Success Champions Networking, and I just want to jump in really quick and tell you about the network. Success Champion Networking isn't for the beginning networker. It's for the business people that understand that building a successful relationships is a two-way street requiring commitment from both parties involved. Stop wasting time networking with people that don't understand how to leverage their network to generate quality referrals for you. If you're ready to network with business people that are tired of doing all the heavy lifting and want to build real partnerships that generate high revenue referrals, visit one of our chapters today at successchampionnetworking.com, and I look forward to seeing you there. What's going on, kids? It is freaking Monday morning.
What's up, Zerbicky, man? Did you not own a clock?
I was told that it started at 8. I got here at 7:59, my friend. My clock works just fine.
You know, used to be that everybody got to places like 10 minutes early. Now we're all Zoom. Everybody's like sliding in right the last second. To do all this stuff. It's crazy. I still haven't fully embraced this idea of on time.
But the problem is, like, when you have back-to-back meetings, right? I'm like sliding in right on time or a minute late, and I feel like crap because I'm like, shit, I hate being late. But you don't have a choice.
Yeah, but it's only really good when they're late too. And then you don't have to say anything. You're like, man, you were late. You were both late. Oh, Bernie, you got a lag still, kid. Like, you were like completely froze at this point. I got a new pitch slap that I hadn't seen before. Gal connected with me, and she said, hey, great to connect with you. I just had a client backcharge $2,000 on me, and now I can't pay my rent, and I don't know what to do.
Oh, did you send her the $2,000?
I sent her $10 just to make sure she had extra buffer.
Good for you.
And then she sent back like 10 minutes later, she goes, hey, somebody I don't know just sent me $2,000. Thanks.
Whoa.
I'm like, well, hell, people are just going to hand out money.
Man.
So Keith, Bernie, Alex, I'm going to send you guys messages later that I can't pay my rent. It's a mortgage, but you know. So
just see. People send me that sort of stuff like that. I just automatically send an invoice as Zerbicky.
That's perfect.
Or now I'm going to send it to John Browning.
Right? John gets it. I like it. We played a pretty cool game yesterday. What is that called? Jack Spot? Jack Sprat? Jack something?
Jackbox.
Jackbox. That's it.
Jackbox. That's it.
That was a lot of damn fun. Don't ask about the different pictures and stuff we drew. Yeah. But
hook it up to a gaming system, download this Jackbox games. And they got like 8 different editions, but then everyone jumps on their cell phone and watches the TV and you answer
like you would at a bar. Yeah.
Pictures.
Like,
yeah. It was, we had 8-9 of us playing and, I'm not going to get into the images that were drawn or the slogans.
Just imagine
on the t-shirts
what guys in junior high would draw. Yeah. And that's basically what the lives have popped up.
Teenagers drinking Mad Dog. And what would they say?
Right. Right. And there was one where you created t-shirts and you drew a picture and then that picture was given to somebody else. And then they matched up statements to it, and holy hell. Those images will never see the light of day off the farm.
there was one t-shirt that people actually wanted to buy, so.
I don't remember.
There was a couple of them that we were talking about buying.
Fuck Jay Jonathan.
Oh, yeah. And
I don't think the other one I can even say what I'm
No, buying. Probably not.
Nope.
just bat it away.
Yeah. A lot of pots and pans. That's all I remember.
Oh, it was a good time though. So, you know, crazy shit happens when family gets together and drinks and plays trivia. Because the one of them, you had to, you know, come up with the most far out answers to the trivia questions. And then there was two put up on screen and you had to vote for which one was best. Our family is fucking foul, man. The shit that they come up with is twisted.
The good news about drinking yesterday is I did not drink a single one of my own drinks all day.
No, we damn sure pounded everybody else's.
If you turned around and left a drink unattended, it was mine.
Yeah, 100%.
Didn't have to make a single drink.
That's the epitome of a lazy man drinking right there.
Yes, indeed.
Jesus. Well, Peyton, let's kick this off with a game, and then we will torture Zerbicki after this.
Wait, sounds we're good. Torturing him?
Yeah, yes. Oh, yeah. I mean, so the intro was.
So good we had to do it twice.
Do it again. Yeah, do it again.
It didn't show up on my screen. I wasn't sure what was going on.
Yeah, let's go for a third time. It's a charm.
Right?
There you go.
This is what happens when you have like the world's greatest freaking producer. You get to play intros twice.
I think someone needs to use spell check. how you spell license?
Lyskens.
Lyskensy
movie. So, but we're close. We're close. So, is that the game? We're going to guess what the hell you typed out. On. Out.
Yeah.
Out of time. Okay, so this is a guessing game. So this isn't just you misspelling. All
right. So we have to tell you what that is and what movie it's from.
Yeah, what movie it's from.
That's Back to the Future. Back to the Future. On the DeLorean. Yeah.
Absolutely Back to the Future.
That's awesome.
And so
nervous.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Cameron.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? I didn't know this was a license plate.
Yeah. Yep. It is. Ferrari, I believe.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
I never look at the license plate of cars, like in the movies and stuff. My Porsche?
I think it's Iron Man, Tony Stark.
Yeah, but which one?
We've got four options. You're guessing Iron Man, that's for sure.
That's my guess, yeah.
That's wrong. Office Space.
Office Space, wow. Yeah, the
douchebag boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Could have gone either way.
Love me. Let's say, dude, where's my car?
What are we thinking?
Because I don't remember.
It wouldn't be on. Maybe it's Gone in 60 Seconds. That's a possibility.
No. Be on Eleanor.
Yeah, Eleanor.
Any other guesses?
No.
I'm
going to go Gone.
I'm pretty sure you're all wrong. I think it's National Lampoon's. Yeah.
Oh, what was it on?
It's which car?
The neighbor's car.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
It's the neighbor's car. Yeah.
Fuck it.
That's Friday.
Fuck it.
No. Which one says fuck it?
Friday.
Spaceballs.
Yeah.
Which is a great movie, by the way.
It is a great movie. It's
a great
movie. Combing the desert.
Man, we ain't found shit.
Band one.
Gotta be Bandit.
Smoking the Bandit would be my guess. Is that the semi?
Yeah, Smokey and the Bandit.
Probably on the semi or the.
Got to be on the.
It's on the.
Firebird.
The actual car. It's not on the semi.
Almighty one. Bruce Almighty.
For sure.
Got to be.
Yeah, Bruce Almighty.
Goldfinger.
That one was easy.
Did you look all these up, Peyton?
I did.
Swinger 2.
That's awesome.
That's Austin Powers.
Yeah, that's got to be Austin Powers.
Gotta be awesome.
Yeah,
I agree. I like.
Change my mind. It's Dukes of Hazzard. That's on Daisy's Jeep.
Yeah,
that'd be funny if it was.
Woof!
Is that
Dumb and Dumber? Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, that's Dumb and Dumber on their
the shagging wagon.
Yeah,
the mobile dog washing.
Yeah, the shagging wagon. So now we're adding shows into the mix.
All right.
The cabin.
Hook?
No, I'm gonna put Breaking Bad.
Yeah,
it's
Breaking Bad.
I don't even know what Narcos is.
Dude, I've actually never watched any of those four shows.
Hook was good.
Really?
Yeah. Well, he thought it was about hookers, so that's all.
Cobra Kai is a karate kid.
Cobra Kai.
Oh, that's so hard.
Is it the? It's got to be Kombat. The newest one. Yeah, it's the newest one. Cobra Kai.
Mortal Kombat for sure.
Yeah, that's Cobra Kai.
Nice.
That TV show. Did anybody watch that TV show?
No, it was great.
I watched the first season. And I got lost in the second one.
Yeah,
I watched.
Became very dramatic.
It was good. I liked it.
Oh, that's Better Call Saul.
Yeah, Lawyer Up.
That's a great series.
Oh, Lawyer
actually.
Up.
Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul. I thought I was going to trip y'all up with like Suits or Boston Legal. I thought those were good ones.
Good try.
You did your homework. Trip y'all
up. Defense.
Varsity Blues.
Armageddon on the space shuttle.
Falling Down. Keith Yesterday.
Did Rudy even have
it? Yeah, game? Right. Yeah. So you're guessing Varsity Blues?
Yeah, Varsity Blues.
Wrong.
This
I don't even know what Falling Down is.
This is a problem with having a 12-year-old producer. He knows these shows like he's probably watching.
Falling Down was the one with Michael Douglas, where he loses his shit after losing his job. I don't remember that license plate.
I stand corrected.
Yeah, I don't know where it's from either. I haven't seen it, at least. That one feels easy.
Ass Man?
I feel like I should know this, but I don't.
Is that
I thought it'd be like Howard Stern or something, but.
Yeah, I'm going Seinfeld.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Seinfeld would be my guess.
I would guess Seinfeld as well.
It's Seinfeld.
Yeah,
he goes in. He uses the license plate at the hospital. He gets a doctor's reserved license plate and parks in their spot. And the policeman walks up and is like, "You can't park there." He goes, "Yeah, I can. I'm the ass man."
Wow.
Oh. On that note.
Yeah.
Oh, let's kick
going
it over
to next.
Yep.
This is Alex Zerbicki, a seasoned business advisor with Cultivate Advisors. He has been with SCN for roughly 1 year and has over 3 years of advising experience. His main business goal this year is to launch his one-man consulting shop by September 17th. And today, he gets to speak with the Success Champions team.
All right, that was pretty fucking cool.
Well done.
That was actually well done. Look at Peyton actually finally doing something.
Alex just said, "Can I have a copy of that? That was cool shit."
Yeah, I want that to be like my alarm clock. I want to wake up to that.
Oh, that's kind of a shitty way to start a Monday. It's waking up to that.
I'm fired up.
So, Alex, really quick, introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about you, and then we'll talk you through how the hot seat's going to work.
Awesome. Yeah. Hi, I'm Alex.
Hi, Alex. Oh, this is an AA. Got it.
It's not AA. It probably should be based on our lead-in. I'm a reformed institutional finance guy, and I now serve a better, cooler community akin to you three yahoos here, the entrepreneurial, rougher around the edges type folks. I do business value acceleration and exit prep, and I do a lot of the math and then qualitative structure behind those things. When I'm not working, I like to travel, and that's really about it. I'm kind of a homebody, kind of an introvert. I'm either working or I'm out doing something very fun in another geography. So
that's awesome. Well, thanks for being our first person to jump on board with this. So we decided to change the show up a little bit and kind of highlight some of the members of SCN, some of the cool things they're doing, help them out along the way with some advice and the like. So the way this is going to work is you get 1 minute to tell us what the biggest thing you're working on, working through, possibly struggling with, And how we can help and serve you best. We'll give you 2 minutes to use some clarifying questions and making sure we understand everything right. And then we'll go from there to see if we can offer you tips, tricks, and advice. And if you're following along in the chat, feel free to throw out advice as well. Let's all come together and see if we can blow his business up and do some good shit. So,
Alex, we have a quick disclaimer before we get started. So if there's any advice you follow and it doesn't work, it's Donnie's fault.
I remember signing that in the contract.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, the other advice I would say is don't do anything we tell you to do. It's probably the best advice.
Great. Point of reference for what not to do. Got it.
Right. So how can we help you today, bud?
Yeah. So the problem that I'm struggling with is language dilution, right? So What do I do for a living? I help business owners create strategies and root them in math and then go execute them, right? Some people, like my employer, would call that advising. Some people would call that consulting. Some people would call it coaching. Some people would call it mentoring. And we've had different phases where these verb states and labels have been chic in business, right? There was the 90s when everybody would just like cross out their title and write consultant and hand out their business card as such, right?
Coach.
And then, yeah. And like there's now a bunch of like social groups and networking groups and organizations and everybody has this like massive set of avenues where they can push out who they are and what they do. And the thing that I struggle with is no one of those terms, it fully represents what I do and what I seek to do. And not only that, there's also stigmas attached. When I say I'm a consultant versus a coach, those have two very different sets of connotations. And y'all are generally business growth oriented. And I would love to hear what you think or how you would approach that problem. For when I'm talking to somebody who doesn't know me and doesn't know what I do, because it's so nebulous, how should I think about the dilution of language?
I love it. I think Keith and I are going to end up having the same response on this,
you're going to take all seven words that you've ever heard and put them all together. Make one big word.
Before we start giving him solutions, let's make sure we fully understand the problem. I think we got it. So, but the basic gist of it, Alex, is you don't know how to say what you do to other people that fully represents what you do.
Yeah, I don't know how to do it in a label or set of labels. I can do it in a sentence. I have a 10-second pitch, but...
Well, let's hear the 10-second pitch.
Yeah.
I help business owners ground their goals in mathematics and day-to-day strategy.
I have no fucking clue what that means.
was it mathematics? Was that too many syllables for you? Or?
Yes, it was a big word, right? If it gets over two syllables, like syllables, the only three syllables I can handle.
Also, when it comes to math, if it gets over, you know, single digits, he's out.
That's what I'm saying. When you start putting letters in there,
I don't understand why X is in math. It makes no sense. What the fuck are the X and a Y doing with a one and a two, right?
No, I mean, you don't have that one X that's just everywhere. Like, right. I don't know.
Right. So three X's I get, but so cool. We already start giving advice and see if we can make them cry.
Yeah. Yeah. I love making people cry. Just, so you know,
great.
Let's do it.
Ready.
Mike Mellon actually had a pretty good question in the comments.
That is a good question. What problem do you solve there, Mr. Alex?
I solve marginalized growth or stagnated growth.
Marginalized growth or stagnated growth. Got it. So, I mean, I'll start. The number one thing that always cracks me up is when people have to over elongate what they do. The over elongation comes from a couple of places. One, it comes from the flinch. Like you see financial advisors are the worst at this, right? You know, somebody walks up and they go, "What do you do?" And if they say financial advisor, good morning, Frank. If they say financial advisor, somebody usually goes, oh, crap, another one. Right. Right. And there's that it's not even like people aren't even shy about it, about being annoyed that they just met another financial advisor. So what most people do is to avoid the flinch. They will freaking, you know, come up with these long, I'm a wealth management for legacy consulting, financial wonderment, and empowerment, right?
You just triggered John.
Was that directed at me?
John and John.
Yes. Yes. Yeah,
both of them.
Right. But it's because they're so gun shy from that flinch, right? You know, they're just tired of people having a reaction to it. So the other reason is because what somebody does is not simple enough in nature. So they feel like they have to explain it in every interaction, right? And those are usually the two biggest things that
happen. So you nailed the first part.
Yeah. Yes. And I'll say that I am prone to talk too much. I'm prone to over-explain, right? So, you know, I don't know what y'all's academic background is, but like I went to a college that was like extremely liberal arts and they made us write super fucking long papers about everything. And now I got a great vocabulary. I can go, right? But like that's not serving me.
I can't even spell vocabulary. So I mean,
right. That's what I'm saying. That's what I want. I want like do numbers good for business. Like that's the equivalent of what I want to be able to, you know, say to people here.
Well, I want the guys to expand on this, but my gut response every time to this, when somebody says I struggle with telling people what I do, is say the simplest two-word answer that you can possibly say, because it doesn't matter. And let me explain, right? In B2B networking, your first conversation with somebody almost doesn't matter. It's like it doesn't even matter if they have any inclination to what the fuck you actually do, because this conversation doesn't matter. It's the conversation you're going to have for the next 5, 10, 15 fucking years, right? And what most people would try and do is they're trying to unintentionally, subconsciously convince the person that they need to lean into you right now, right? Because that's how we were raised in networking, is you go out networking and you got to come up with these jingles and phrases and all this stuff to try and wow people to go, oh my God, where have you been my entire life? I fucking need you, right? And it's a lot of it's on a subconscious level. So what you need to think about is what you do almost doesn't fucking matter. I'll kick it over to Keith and Bernie, let them elaborate.
Yeah, my whole thing is, I'm going to tell you, nobody cares. That's my favorite thing to tell people, right? Is that it's the one thing I've learned in the last 3 years is nobody gives a shit really on the whole thing. The statement I want you to write down and question I want you to chew on for a while is, what do other people think you do?
Oh, right? This is such a great, so I have the answer to this. So okay. I'm ahead of you on this. I asked all of my clients at one point, like a year ago, just cold turkey. I didn't tell them I was going to ask them. I was like, if you had to describe what I do, what do they do? I got accounting, math, marketing, and sales. Those were the four buckets that I got from my clients. I was like, I do some of that, but that's not like my.
But here's what I'll tell you. That's what you do, because it only really matters what other people think you do, right?
Okay.
Because the only person that cares as much as you do is you, right? Nobody else. Especially when it comes to networking, nobody gives a shit about the details. Nobody gives a shit about the sexiness you're trying to put behind it.
Sure.
Nobody cares. Yeah. So you got to figure out, how do I tell people? Like I ask people all the time, what do I do? They always give me a one word answer. You're a networker. You network. Mm-hmm. Right? What I do has nothing to do with what I actually do.
Mm.
Absolutely nothing. Right. Networking for me is just leverage.
Yeah.
And then when I get an opportunity for someone says to me, hey, if someone were to come to you and say, Alex, we've known each other for 3 or 4 months and you've given me some great advice on this and this, what do you actually do? I might actually be able to help you. When they ask you that question, they're listening.
Yeah.
Then they care.
Got it.
Right. And you flip the script on the whole thing. But everybody thinks, especially when they're new into networking and stuff, they come in, they're like, trust me. When I told Donnie early on, when I got into network, he goes, give me your pitch. And I'm like, I got the greatest company in the world. I'm the greatest guy in the world. I do all these great things for everybody, and I'm the greatest, right? And he's doing what he's doing right now. He fucking like goes, you're an idiot.
You're a fucking moron. Nobody gives a shit.
And it's the most counterintuitive thing you'll ever do in your entire life is business to business networking.
Yeah, especially in your first meeting with somebody, nobody gives a shit what you're doing. It's just the sniff test, right? Are you worth hanging out with a second time?
Sniff test.
Sniff test.
Oh, is that what that mustache is for? The flavor saver?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Well, do other people sniff it or do you just sniff it?
No, I just keep it for myself.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah.
Right? That's not what I heard.
But you think about it, right? And Bernie, you go to a networking event and or you go to a trade show, conference, happy hour, whatever, and everybody is trying to convince everybody that they're the greatest thing since sliced bread. And it's mainly, you know, subconscious.
Totally.
Right.
If I could shameless plug, this is why I'm in SCN. I lived in Austin before I lived in Fort Worth. And that was all it was. It was just like shameless pandering and like people wanting to like shout pitches at one another.
Yep.
And then coming to SCN, it was different because people wanted to listen first and 100%. then talk second. And to Keith's last point, right? When somebody actually asks you what you do, that's when they're listening. And that's where I'm caught with my pants down. Like that's where I start to pontificate and I got to stop that shit. Like that's what I need here.
So the simplest thing here that I like to get people to wrap their head around is I think networking conversations are like the worst game of tennis ever. And what I mean by that is every time they hit the ball to your side of your court, you need to get it out of your court as fast as possible. Right. Because what you do doesn't actually matter, especially out networking. When it matters is when you get to those one-off conversations beyond the networking.
Yeah.
Right. Now you're beyond the, hey, let's get past the sniff test and all that stuff. And now somebody asks what you do. Instead of trying to go into a diatribe of here's all the things that I do for people, blah, blah, blah. You can simply just tell stories. Right, which works really good in a lot of scenarios.
Mm-hmm. You just used a three-syllable word, diatribe.
Do you like that? I was saving that one in my back pocket just for you. Right? So, somebody used that.
Alex had to count that three syllables in his head before he said that.
For sure. It's already
in Excel. What you don't see is I have Google up, and I'm like, just give me long words I can say to sound cool. Right?
He has no idea what it means.
Okay.
So think about it this way. The goal of networking events, engagement, trade shows, and everything is to get to a secondary meeting, right? That's all it is. So it does not matter. So what I like to tell people is even when you are networking, what you do is irrelevant. So in simple terms, you can literally say, I do X. You can say, I'm a cultivate advisor. I don't give a shit because it doesn't matter. And I'd love to network and meet others who are blah, 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 right? You can get introductions like instantly at events, conferences, everything by telling people who you want to meet. We're so focused on the end user client, like who we need to sell to, that we think everything is going to lead to who we're going to sell to. When you're networking, you're not networking in that first sphere of your influence. You're not networking to get referrals. You're networking to get introduced to people who can give you a shit ton of referrals because their client base is your client base. So if you understand the people that you're networking with are your referral partners to people who can actually give you referrals. They're not the ones that are going to actually open doors for you.
Right.
So convincing them what you do doesn't matter because they're never going to have the conversations that are going to tee you up and somebody goes, oh my God, you got to talk to Alex.
But I think understanding the difference between those two is paramount, yeah. Right? 100%. You have to know before you get on that call, is this a networking call or is this an opportunity for a sale call? Mm-hmm. And it's okay to have both, right? Because you're networking to get to that point where you can have those opportunity to sale calls. Then it's a different, little bit of a different conversation, but you can't just expect that you're there when you've met someone for the first time.
For sure.
So it's not the easiest thing in the world to do, but if you continue working on it, I promise you, once you have those ready to sell calls, you'll have a better understanding of what you do and who you do it for. Right. And you know how to ask those questions, because when I jump on a VC with somebody, especially in the SCN, I love doing this, right? I always tell them like, listen, we got 20 minutes, we got 30 minutes. Let's use the best time possible here. I want you to tell me who you're looking for. Don't tell me who you are. Don't tell me what you do. I really don't give a shit. I want you to tell me who you're trying to be introduced to. And then if you're okay, I'm going to coach you through this process a little bit so I can make better introductions for you. And if I can spend those 20 or 30 minutes doing that and teaching them how to ask the right questions, every time what happens is they say, Keith, we're out of time. I don't know what you do. And I'm like, good. See you on the next call.
Yep. Right. It's such a cool way to be, because now you're actually providing values. Like, if I can make you 3, 4, 5 introductions to people whose client base is your ideal client base, and y'all can, dude, that can lead to thousands of referrals over a lifetime, right? Right. So that's the whole idea. So you knowing what I do in this interaction, dude, I ain't worried about this interaction. We're going to be hanging out for the next 5, 10, 15 years, right? There's plenty of time to crawl into bed together and figure out how we can really, you know, get each other to our ideal clients. But right now we're still in the courting phase. So let me wine and dine you, open some freaking doors for you, and get you to some cool conversations. That moment is going to do so much more than me worried about you understanding what the fuck I do. But people are usually so desperate when it comes to networking. Every conversation in their mind matters, right? Yeah. Because they have this person has to be convinced that I'm the greatest ever.
Desperation is a stinky cologne.
Oh, dude. Desperation breath is or commission
breath.
I wore it for a long time. Yeah. So what I would tell you is figure out the two simplest terms that can to describe you. And I don't care what they are. Right. And then figure out at minimum two industries you need to be introduced to, and just change the philosophy of, how do I use this interaction, this moment, to get introduced to the people I need to talk to that are not clients, but are synergy partners? And then how can I get this person as quickly as possible introduced to people that can open up some serious doors for them?
Yeah. So I got a quick question for you. First of all, your two words are not Jack Sparrow. take that out of your vocabulary. Jamie, mustache. Yeah. So my question is this, is everything you've heard so far, right? What is the thing that you're going to take away from this early part of the conversation and apply today?
Oh, we're not, this is the early part. We're not fucking done yet. No, I'm kidding. I three things. Number one, it doesn't matter. That's the big one. And that's the most liberating, right? Because now I'm not clinging to it. I can let it
go. You got permission to let go.
Yeah. It's beautiful. Number two, something you said, Keith, is that what I do is what other people say I do, and that's okay. I don't need to correct them necessarily in the moment. It needs to be about the relationship, about the ricochet of, you know, who should be introduced to who, and what are we actually doing here? Not so much defining the difference between FP&A and bookkeeping and accounting and, you know, who the hell cares. And the third thing is to qualify is the first word that comes to mind, but qualify whether we're doing a referral networking driven conversation or whether we are doing a direct sales conversation, and taper the message and the education about what I do based on those.
Love that.
Yeah. The only thing I would change on the end is the qualify. I tend to disqualify.
Yep.
Right. My goal is I like to qualify when I can have an opportunity to sell. Mm-hmm. And every word they're saying to me, I'm disqualifying the fact that I'm able to do that on this call. And I'm going to turn this into, how do I bring value to this person? Right.
Even better. Addition through subtraction. Exactly. Right. Growth through simplification. Like,
you can still math it up.
No, it's great. Thank you.
And Frank, you're welcome for that. So literally for you, Alex, what two industries send you the most referrals?
Typically, tax and bookkeeping is one.
Okay.
Because they will get in and they'll do the retroactive books, but they don't really know how to do forward-facing financial stuff, right?
Okay.
That's where I come in. Another one is marketing or marketers, right? So people who are, especially good marketers, right? If they're being paid and actually generating the leads and client flow and deal flow, and their clients still aren't successful, it's because there's some sort of rot in the foundation of their business. And that's the stuff that I fix.
Cool. So now knowing that, a lot of your conversations should lead down to the path of asking them the same thing. What two industries send the most referrals? And another way I ask people that is, what's the first name of your favorite client? Right? Try it. Let's do that. What's the first name of your favorite client?
Rod. Keith.
Rod?
What?
Rod. Raj, cool. What industry is Raj in?
Done for you outsourced retail.
Cool. Done for you outsourced retail. Who else sells to retail or done for you retail that is not competition for you? What other industries sell to that industry?
Custom software.
Custom software. And what else?
Textiles.
Textiles. Cool. That being the case, I'm going to have more often than not run into software companies. Mm-hmm. Now knowing that, I can keep that top of mind. Every time I meet a software company, I'm never going to run to a textile, but you know, the software companies, right?
This anymore? Do tech, are textiles a thing? Was that actually an answer?
I'd have to go ask Melissa Cohen. Yeah. I don't know.
I met somebody in a networking group that was actually asking for people in textile industry, which was never heard that before. So,
cool. So now, but to that point though, I mean, every software advisor or software company I run up against, I'm like, hey, have you met Alex? Right. It's an easy introduction for me. Right. Where I'm not going to hear people complaining and bitching and moaning about the math in their business, but I will be deal with people that are also selling to that ideal target. Right. And if you spend more time with your network, getting them to understand that one simple philosophy.
Yeah. To Donnie's point right there. Right. Stop asking for your clients and ask for people that are hanging out with your clients.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Right. That's right. The power of networking and doubling down and looking for an ROI and all the great stuff above that we're all actually looking for.
And what's funny is sometimes you do that in events and stuff and they're like, oh my God, do you know Chad's here? Right. And they'll take you straight to him.
Yep.
You know, it's pretty wild. And if you can do this for other people, now you become top of mind.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
That's the whole cornerstone of SDN, right? Is give three times.
Take
forever expecting. Yeah, exactly.
Yep. You know, but you got to take from the network, right? You can't just give or you're going to get taken advantage of. You know,
absolutely.
The hugest, most hugely.
Right. But going back to that's what I tell people. You have your number one goal, no matter where you're networking at, right? It's here in SCN or it's in other places, is to become top of mind to as many people as absolutely possible. Because when that perfect client, that perfect referral partner comes across their Zoom call, the only thing you want them to think of is, Alex, I know a guy that I can introduce this person to. And if you become top of mind to 1,000 people like that, networking becomes very easy because you don't really have to network as much anymore. All you can do is provide value to other people because people are sending you introductions every day because you're top of mind to hundreds and hundreds of people.
Yeah.
So, and this is not an easy button. Right. You have to go put in the work.
And what really gets fun is as you get good at this and people start sending you introductions and all of a sudden you get to a place where you get so many introductions coming in. Now you learn to tell them how to introduce you properly. Mm-hmm. Right. It'll be fine. You'll hit the second tier. Mm-hmm. Right. You got to get the first step going where people are starting to send you a lot of introductions. And then you got to learn eventually to refine that introduction and say, hey, before you introduce this person, can you ask them one question, which is the Keith move, right? And you can get really, really, really dialed in to the right people.
Yeah, I started asking people a qualifying question, and it took me a long time to come up with that qualifying question. But it's funny when I ask people, I said, if you come across somebody in this industry, can you ask this question? And they look at me like, really? I got to ask someone a question? Then I tell them the question. They're like, oh yeah, I can ask that question. One, I become top of mind. Right. Because they've got the first person ever that's asked them to ask a qualifying question to a candidate. And so far, I've only been doing that qualifying question for maybe 4 or 5 months. I've gotten 7 introductions from that qualifying question, which leads me to a sales call, not a networking call, which I still open doors for those folks and try and get them into networking and stuff like that. But I've closed all 7.
Attaboy.
Easy, easy, easy to get. You know, that's the challenge, right? I love it. A long time ago, Donnie taught me you don't have a sales problem. Right? You have a business development problem. Getting people on your camera that can give you a yes. So I'm like, okay, how do I get more people on my camera that can give me an absolute yes or give me the opportunity to give me a yes? So figuring that whole path out and everything else, I'm telling you, it's not easy, especially because we're all doing something different. So the path is going to be different for all of us. Can't take exactly what we're doing and apply it to what you're doing. You'll probably fail. You got to figure out how to make it your own and what works for you.
For sure.
Right. And this is the beauty for everybody of building out their actual sales process is now you can go get enough repetitions in that you can learn to fuck it all up enough to figure out what actually works for you, what you should say at a given time and moment. And the more you fuck it up early on, the more refined your process gets to where in your world, Alex, you can bring it down to a simple math equation. If I talk with this many people, I give this many introductions, it leads to this many introductions for me, which leads to this many referrals, which leads to this many clients, right? It becomes math.
Yep.
And
so a quick thing for those of you in the audience that might be listening along and you're like, shit, I don't know how to do this for myself. Here's how I did it. Data and analytics. Every 90 days, I go back and look at all my new clients. Where'd they come from? Right? Who's sending me these introductions that are turning into sales and clients and things like that? Now I've got new industries, right? And now when you're in networking, you get an opportunity to practice, right? You don't have to ask for the same thing every week. I would be consistent for a few weeks at a time, a month at a time, but then change it up, right? Yeah. If somebody in the transportation industry is starting to send me some great introductions that are leading to business, I'm going to go ask for more people in that transportation industry.
You know, it's funny as Keith's talking through that. I remember one time I asked him, I said, like, who right now is one of your biggest referral source? And he goes, surprisingly, private investigators. And he's like, I would have never would have thought that, right? You know, until he went back and started looking through his shit. And that's a lot of it is oftentimes we see one direction. Like we think this is where it's all coming from until we actually start looking at the data and go, well, shit. And my favorite thing to do at that point is once I realize where it's coming from, cool, how do I nurture that? And the best way to nurture is you freaking open doors for them. Like How many of y'all's clients have you made an introduction for? How many of your clients you've made a referral for?
100%.
Right?
100% of my clients, yes.
You know.
The other thing you'll find a byproduct of all this is you'll learn that power of disqualifying becomes even bigger because then you can take clients that you don't like working with that are a pain in your ass. You're not making as much money as the clients you do enjoy working with. And you can start disqualifying those shitty clients before you even work with them.
No doubt. Right? I'm a big fan of the two big take home points are that it doesn't fucking matter. And that disqualify is better than qualify. So like both are profoundly addition through subtraction. And I love that.
So have you ever, Alex, have you ever sat across from somebody and after they told you what they did, you have no fucking clue what the hell they did?
Most people.
Right. And that's because they're trying to convince you that they're the best thing since sliced bread subconsciously. Mm-hmm. Right. For sure. So for you financial advisors out there that are doing this because you're avoiding that flinch, when somebody flinches when you tell them the very specific thing you do, lean into it. So if you say I'm a financial advisor and somebody goes like this, call it and go, ooh, that's a story. Tell me about that, right? Go straight at it because we want to do business with the people who are confident in what they do. If you're going to flinch away and shrink up, nobody's ever going to do business with you.
It's self-awareness that builds credibility.
100%.
Right? What you're talking about is self-awareness that builds credibility. Saying that, hey, maybe my message to you that I'm the best thing since sliced bread doesn't fucking matter. And you're saying that like, I'm aware that this is like, you're having a physical response to this. I'm aware that you probably don't want to talk about this. And that is honesty. And that's how you get people to actually level with you. If they think you're being disingenuous, they will shut down.
100%. Absolutely. So I like this format. What do you think sitting in the hot seat, Alex?
This was really great. I mean, I love kind of concept mapping and the abstract. So this was fantastic for me.
Well, we're going to keep doing this each Monday and going through and bringing in different people. Sometimes we'll bring two people into the show and change it up a little bit. But I think this will be a fun format to continue forward. So, freaking tell them really quick just your experience on SEM. We got you here, so might as well get a shameless plug. What's it like been in 1 year inside of SEM?
It's been a breath of fresh air. Again, I lived in Austin for 3 years and great city. The folks there are nice, but it was everybody was kind of like dressed the same, Silicon Valley, shaking hands, telling everybody what they were doing and not listening to anything. And the fact that the SDN meetings are structured in a way that gives everybody the floor, but also it's still not transactional. It's still not shamelessly asking people, just give me money. It's how do we actually create two-way benefit within the group for everybody in the group, which becomes a web. And I also love that there's training implements, right? The how to network without being a jackass is a game changer. I think whether people network or not, whether people are in network groups or not, everybody should take that course because it would enrich everyone's, like the world would be a better place if we eviscerated networking like a jackass. So
Peyton, let's get that quote, please. So we can get that quote on the website from Alex.
Great education. It's something that's not taught. It's something that's not taught at any point in any school. And it should be.
That's the other thing too. I don't think any other networking group I've ever gone to, right? I don't think networking is ever taught. It's just instilled, and it's a way for people to try and get referrals without having to do a whole lot of work. That's the traditional way of networking. So what Donnie has created and the platform, that's why I love being part of this as much as I am, because the education part of teaching people how to go out and actually network to grow your business has become a huge passion of mine because it's worked so well for me. 97% of my business is thanks to networking and getting the education here to be able to go out and network in other places and apply what I've learned has been a game changer.
Love it. And Frank saw your message. And guys, if anybody wants to be a guest on doing this on Monday, you have to be a member of SEN. All of a sudden we all went away. There's
problems.
Form to fill out on Circle where we have our private communities to jump on here and do this. Alex happened to be our first victim in this. So thanks for stepping up.
Yeah, dude. It only goes downhill from here.
Right.
You got the best of the best here, Alex.
Yeah, it might actually go uphill because Alex set a really low bar. So
100%. You were like, what's your problem? And I was like, words. That was
the entire episode here. Yeah. So like, he jumps on here and says math. I'm like, oh fuck, yeah. I'm screwed.
That's the card that I'm still holding, you know?
So, well, we're going to do this each Monday, guys.
Peyton, throw the link in the chat for us. It's successchampionnetworking.com.
But we're going to keep doing this each Monday. Sometimes we're going to go for the full hour. Sometimes we'll cut a little bit early. So I think this is a good note to end on for this Monday. A couple of things coming up. We know we have the Badass Business Summit September 18th through the 20th here in Fort Worth, Texas. 3 days of networking and building your personal brand, help you get on podcasts, help you get on stages, get your social data in, just a lot of very, very cool things going on at that. Bernie, I think you got a couple of events coming up, don't you?
Yeah, I got an event I'm producing on Wednesday for a good friend of mine. It's all around management and leadership. And this in particular one is Wednesday at 1 p.m. It's making the transition from employee to manager. So check it out on LinkedIn.
Nice.
Hey, for all of you guys that are local here in DFW, I've got a cool thing we can all do. April 13th, Donnie and I are going to Mansfield to the Fleetwood Project. It's got a play coming up. If anybody wants to join us, let us know. We can show you how to get tickets. Stevie Don Carter and her husband Matt, it's their theater production that we're doing. If you guys all want to go with us and hang out, we're going to get an Airbnb actually in Mansfield that night so we can drink and be responsible for once. So come out and hang out with us if you're local. You're going to have a blast. It's a great theater.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. So, well, guys, y'all have a badass week. Alex, thanks again for hanging us out. Ooh, Alex, really quick, what's your website?
CultivateAdvisors.com.
Beautiful. So,
hey, Frank, we can do that.
Yeah, let's talk.
Reach out to us.
Let's talk. So, forget all the clips are. There's the outro. Got it. So, y'all have a badass week. Alex, thanks again for hanging out. All you guys.
Hey, guys. Love you, man. Always good seeing you, buddy.
Yeah.
Bye. Thanks, fellas.